in order to pay out this scheme, each farm has to establish a baseline. In other words, what the situation is in regard to the biodiversity and flora, etc. So then farmers can be paid on the results or the scoring. But unfortunately, for many farmers, including hill farmers in particular, the scoring was not done in time. And 2 years into the scheme, when farmers expected to be paid approximately about €4,000 or €5,000 per annum, the department had to pay out contingency payments. And then when they completed the scoring, they discovered that some farmers had to give back money. So money has been clawed back. So the whole thing, from beginning to end, is a complete shambles. Farmers expected a certain amount of money from this scheme, and then they find that some of the money they thought they were getting, they're not getting. And really, at the end of the day, to ask anybody to get involved in a scheme and to take certain actions without knowing what you're going to be paid for it is difficult enough in the first place without what has happened afterwards.
This saga has been rumbling on for the longest time now, Deputy. You've called on the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, to get things sorted out, but it doesn't appear that there's going to be a solution to this anytime soon.
Well, it has to get sorted out because he's losing the goodwill of farmers. Again, anybody who's fairly familiar with agriculture will know, as I mentioned earlier, all the other schemes, REPS, GLAS, AOS. REPS was a good scheme. A lot of farmers got 10,000-12,000 a year for it. There was less than GLAS, less than AOS, and then now ACRES, probably the smallest amount of money of all of them. And to think that some of that money is being clawed back. So the goodwill of farmers is being lost. When people, they're businessmen and women, the same as everyone else, they have to balance their budget. And if they're not sure about payments or what they're going to get, or if there's a possibility that payments will be clawed back, sure, who'd want to be involved in something like that? And it's really important that the minister now steps up, sorts this out, and gives farmers a bit of confidence in these agri-environmental schemes, because there are more of them coming on stream. They're important for all of us, but they're equally and more so important for farmers, because they're the custodians of the land, and if they don't participate in these schemes, then they won't happen. So it's a huge responsibility on the department to sort it out. And the buck stops with the minister.